Well, it's been a while since Perron's hit an overtime, but he's a winner, but he's done that a few times this year for you.
Yeah, he's been a real good overtime player for us. You know, finds a way. You know, he's competitive and just, you know, does a good job. And I thought that, he played a solid game tonight. He was really good. So, a lot of guys were.
Is that something you're looking for or that you try to do in terms of he came in on a double team and was able to get the puck away, you know,
puck pressure, and guys are there and did a good job stripping the puck and getting it and went the other way. And I mean, they had some real good chances before that too in overtime, just didn't capitalize.
It seemed like maybe some of the early goals you might have had some coverage lapses. Anything you seen there?
Well, there's a couple plays. I mean, it's you know, it's coming back off the break. You're never as solid as you want to be, probably defensively. That's probably normal. And so there's a couple breakdowns that we could have done a better job. But I thought overall we were competitive. I thought guys worked hard, and I thought we created a lot of opportunities offensively tonight.
Your last five games in this building, you've won all of them, and by one goal.
That's a good hockey team over there. It's tight. I mean, it's a tough building to come into and win consistently. We've done a good job of it. I think that, you know, we understand what we're getting into when we come in here, and we're prepared for it.
Perron said he thought maybe the team was getting a little tired there at the end, and as you get into overtime, did you sense any of that? I mean, these are pretty unusual circumstances, the way the traveling.
Yeah,
for this game.
I think it played into it a little bit. I think there were some guys that were getting a little bit gassed. You know, it's tough. They play a lot of minutes, some of those guys, and trying to match up and things like that. So I thought some of our guys maybe got a little bit gassed, but you know, like we're in pretty good shape, and I think we should close that game out and not let it go to OT. You know, we can do a better job there.
Yeah, those late goals can be deflating. I mean, how do you? The guys seem to be resilient, I guess. Something.
Oh, you go into overtime. They don't. They've been through it. So they've been through it. You know, it's nothing new. And you know, that's the game nowadays. You got to be able to recover quickly and go play. I mean, that's going to happen.
Is there anything important to keep in mind, team approach, when you have these unique circumstances of facing that same team twice in 48 hours?
Well, we'll look at the video here tomorrow, and we'll go over a few things. And, you know, like I said, we've got to be better defensively. You know, I thought that some of the goals were just breakdowns that we normally don't do, and we can be better. You know, so, again, it's, you know, they're a good team, and we're going to be challenged on Sunday. You know, like, we got to be ready. I mean, they got good players over there that can they'll make you pay if you don't pay attention to them.
Looks like Bozak and Thomas have their chemistry going again.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice little play there they made. It was a big goal Bozy scored. They're used to each other, and they know each other, and they work off each other very well. And Bozy's scored some goals lately with them.